between 18 and 55, the most common cause of death for men is suicide.
Our leading cause of death will be ourselves.
We lose about 7 blokes every day. In this world where there's all these resources out there, why is it going up? Last year, we lost about 1,200 people. It was a national road toll, men, women, children, the whole world. So that number is less than half of the men who took their own lives, and that's not an accident.
Just talking to boys in person, face to face, having that interaction, you don't need a professional.
Banter versus bullying. It is a bit of a fine line.
You want to play with the fire even though you know you're going to get burnt?
The closer you get to the line, kind of the funnier it is.
Find the amusing side of taking the piss out of yourself. That's all you need to do.
Men have to be stoic all the time.
Everyone has this broader picture of stoicism that you have to be hard and stoic the entire time. There's an unrealistic expectation on blokes at the moment that this is what you need to be. That's bullshit.
Welcome to the Better Bloke Podcast. I'm Matty.
I'm Rob.
And we're just a pair of average blokes on a mission to try and be a little bit less average.
We're going to speak about all things highs and lows of what it feels like to be a bloke, plus speak to some legends along the way about what it takes to be a better bloke. Let's get stuck in.
Welcome back, episode 3 of the Better Bloke Podcast. 3 episodes in, how are you getting into the grind of things? Are you a professional influencer right now?
It's not much of a grind, but I feel like going to Burley and just dressing all in white. So yeah, I think I'm an influencer now.
We'll go for lunch at the Pav after this. It'd be sweet.
I don't know where the fuck that is.
The Pav?
No. Nah.
That's because you're not true level influencer yet.
Like when I hear Pav, I just think Pavlova.
That's because you're a better bloke from the BA group.
No fruit though.
On this one, I want to jump into kind of all the shit that we've done over the years at Blokes Advice. So everything from like kind of fundraising and the activations, the tours, things that we've done, I guess, in the mental well-being space and just to help other blokes out or even connecting blokes to help them blokes.
I might pull you back there as well because it's very apparent that you're from the marketing side of employment.
Yes, I am.
Activations. Do you want to break that down in layman's terms for one, our viewers, and two, me, because I don't know what the fuck that is.
An activation.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Marketing spiel. Members meets, like doing shit, like we went to summer nights, you know.
Just catch-ups. Just say catch-ups.
Catch-ups.
There you go. But look at you go.
Activations covers everything from getting boys together in a pub to meeting up in a park for the Black Dog Tour to going to a summer nights or a V8 supercars to sort of, you know, meet some blokes in the real world.
Yeah, rate that. Just don't rate the term activations.
No more activations. Sorry, guys, we're cancelling the lot. Before we jump into it, something that's big on Blokes Advice is the banter. That's sort of like the glue that like gets the boys talking. A lot of shit talk. And I think to a lot of people outside the group, they don't kind of understand the context of it. It can be seen as like mean and, I don't know, a bit rowdy.
Sort of bullying almost.
Well, okay. Banter versus bullying.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a fine line. You've sort of been in the trade world. Like how does that, I guess, manifest itself in that kind of world?
I think a lot of it comes down to knowing your audience. Like there's some things that I could say to you that I'm not going to say to someone else because he's going to take it differently. It's also about what you say. So if someone's going to take severe offense to something, probably don't say it. If someone's going to find the funny side of it, and it comes back to this whole jokes thing, something's a fucking joke. If it's a joke, it's supposed to be funny. You don't take offense. I think it all comes down to that, where know your audience, know who you're delivering to, know what it is you're saying. There is a very fine line between bullying and banter though.
It is. And I mean, you got to tread that line because the closer you get to the line, kind of the funnier it is.
Yeah. It's like you sort of, you want to play with the fire even though you know you're going to get burnt. You're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. And even if you're at the expense of it, like it's kind of like funnier if it's true, you know, and that is going to kind of feel shit. But at the same time, it's give and take and you got to like, take the piss out of yourself a little bit too.
Yeah, 100%. It's the same with if you can't love yourself, who can? If you can't take the piss out of yourself, you're going to get offended when people do it back. So, I don't know, just find the amusing side of taking the piss out of yourself. That's all you need to do.
It's hard on Blokes Advice because obviously it's written, it's comments.
Yeah, so there's no context as well. That's the big thing where like I can look at you in the eyes and go, you're a piece of shit, Matty. And there's the tears. We knew this would happen. We literally just discussed this.
Why, mate? We're trying to do a good thing and you're just coming at me.
It's all about building you to be a better bloke.
Yeah, no, I'm a long-haired Yahoo, mate.
Yeah. It's fine. And like just that there. You know, like I'm a long-haired Yahoo. Fuck, I can't even say that. But that's you taking the piss out of yourself because you know it. I know that I'm okay with calling you a long-haired Yahoo now. So it's sort of that's what helps draw that line with, I don't know, the whole bullying versus banter thing.
Yeah, and like you said, context too. The whole concept of bloke's advice is a bit of a funny one because within the group, the private group, 300,000 blokes in there, you know, we get new members in and they sort of got to figure out what is the context of this group. How do people relate? Like what sort of shit do you post? How do you comment? How do you interact with people? And without actually being in it and sort of gauging that vibe, you don't understand what it is.
No, it's very much a you need to be there to understand what it is. And then even then, you can – I've seen so many boys join Bloke's Advice and they last a couple of hours and they're like, oh, I can't deal with this. Horses for courses. It's not for everyone, but, I mean, we were at nearly 800,000 once in the last group, so obviously there is a considerable amount of people that are into what we're into, which we're not going to dive too deep into it this early on because if you want to see it,
join the group.
Look up socials, you know where it is.
I think that's part of the reason Bloke's Advice has been so strong because we know who we are. We know who we stand for. You don't like it, fuck off.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it. So, yeah, that's what the group's about. And it's kind of like, I like to think of it like drawing a comparison to a comedy club, right? So you hear these stories of like headline news of comedian says this, direct quote, but it's just some shitty material he was working on. He said some stuff in the context of a comedy club, which is where you're supposed to say it.
Yeah.
And then it's taken out of context and then suddenly it takes on a new meaning. Bloke's Advice, much the same. Like you can be throwing around jokes in there because the blokes are in the group, they understand what you're doing. You take it outside of there, chuck it on a news article, suddenly not quite the same context and it comes across differently.
Yeah, very much so. And even to the extent that it's all text. So it comes back to that context of being in the moment. You can't take text as exact evidence of what someone's saying. They may be saying it in their head completely differently.
Yeah, and you see these comments where a bloke said a joke and like I read it, I'm like, oh man, that's bombed.
Yeah.
Like you missed a mark.
That's majority of my comments. Nah, it's not.
No,
I throw great chat.
You throw fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but in saying that, like us boys behind the scenes have a little bit of a heads up. Where obviously we're seeing the post first. So everyone always thinks, oh, they get to think about what they're going to say. Some of us do, but majority of us just on the spot.
Yeah.
We just send it.
One of my favorite things that you do is from the public page, throwing chat to public profiles.
Yeah.
So you'll jump on like a post from Queensland Health or one of the big news networks.
Actually, on that, shout out Queensland Health. They throw great chat back.
Whoever's running Queensland Health,
yeah.
Like I've seen some back and forth with you and them on like, do you remember any? So there's something like sexual health. And
yeah, a lot of them, there's been a lot of STD ones that they've thrown some great chat back. A lot of it, see, and this actually, this probably goes into another thing where a lot of the funny, relatable posts that they're putting up, and this is why they are so good, is a lot of the men's issues that they're putting up, they're using humor to sort of put it out to the world. And that sort of goes back to that whole banter thing is that's how blokes relate. So, yeah, shout out Queensland Health. Great chat. Need more of it.
Whoever's running the Facebook page, jump on the potty. Like,
yeah, hit us up.
Bit of red tape government there. We'll see how that goes. But personal, come on.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's jump into some of the shit that we've actually sort of done and achieved before we started Better Blokes, which, you know,
is essentially everything because we've just started this relatively recent.
Yeah. So. And if people haven't tuned into the earlier episodes, the Better Bloke Project is, I guess, an initiative and a branch of Bloke's Advice. But it's a
separate entity, but obviously we've spent the last 8 years building Bloke's Advice and the community behind it.
Yeah, we believe in community. We believe in the ethos and supporting men in much the same way. But we've gone down the route of a completely like verified, certified,
government approved
charity.
Non-for-profit charity.
It's a non-for-profit charity,
yep.
Which is going to allow us to do so many things from events, seminars, activations,
catch up for those playing along at home. So we'll be able to catch up with people out in public. This is purely, and we mentioned this earlier on the episodes, this is purely preventative type thing that we're doing. We are not professionals by any means at anything we do. Podcasting for one.
Definitely podcasting, but
definitely not professionals at podcasting, but we will be.
Eventually.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Some of the shit that we've actually done. Like there's a few top line things. I think the blood drive's been a big, I guess, aspect of what we've promoted for years and years. You've been super involved in that for quite a long time, given heaps of blood yourself. You want to run us through what the Lifeblood sort of situation has been?
So Lifeblood, formerly known as Red 25. So we had one of our members, I think it might have been 2018. It actually all came from a Korean Mail post, funnily enough. He was wearing a shirt and mentioned about how, you know, everyone donating blood saved his life because he's got a rare blood condition that he needs transfusions pretty regularly. He reached out and he went, "Hey, you guys have a great platform. Do you reckon, you know, I could talk to you about this?" And I went, "Yeah, that's a fat idea." So we did it. And we are on most top lists in most of the blood donating centres now throughout Australia, which is pretty good. So I think I know you're better with statistics. How many are we sitting at?
Yeah, we're sitting at just around 15,000 donations, which comes in at about potentially saving 35,000 lives.
Yeah, which is unreal.
Which is super good. And a big part of what we do, we have like a bit of responsibility, right? Being blokes. Blokes are actually better at giving blood.
Plasma. Blokes are better at giving plasma. So we've got thicker veins. Blokes just do most things better.
Yeah, well, obviously.
We're not going to go down that path just yet. We could. We're not going to, though.
Definitely not. Thanks, Rob. Episode 3 cancelled.
Yeah, my bad. But, yeah, so blokes are better at giving plasma purely just because of the size of their veins. There's a lot more science behind it. We might get someone from, I don't know, Red Cross on eventually to run us through it because it is sort of an integral part of what we do.
I would love a scientific professional saying why men are better rather than us. So
yeah,
let's do that.
It might carry a bit more weight, but donate blood. Yeah. Mention that you're in Bloke's Advice and, yeah, become part of Team Bloke's Advice for the tally.
If you're already giving blood and you're a Lifeblood member, you can pretty much select your team. Just type in Bloke's Advice and then you pretty much add to our tally, become part of our team, and we can sort of, you know, do it all together, and you're doing it for a specific cause, which is awesome.
And you get free milkshakes at the end. They're fucking sick.
So good.
They're really, really good milkshakes. So,
other things we've done. Obviously, the fundraising over the years.
A lot of fundraising for a lot of very different causes.
Very different. Somewhere like it's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
We've done most of it's been through GoFundMe.
That hundreds of thousands of dollars is only what we know about. Also.
Yes.
There has been a lot going on without our sort of, I guess, knowledge within comments and whatnot, which we can't condone that purely just because we don't want boys getting burnt just because of how many big hearts are in the group. But, yeah, we're running up well into the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and that's, you know, purely for a specific cause. So we've raised this money for things like kids' funerals,
tombstones,
ongoing treatment, helping, you know, dads with disabled kids,
yep,
stuff like that. And it's 100% proceeds goes to whoever it is. The sort of GoFundMe is set up in their name, obviously GoFundMe fees and all that.
Which are substantial because it is a business and whatnot, which actually that might lead us into a good bit of a segue as to what you're working on behind the scenes, Maddie.
Yeah. So, well, obviously now we're a non-for-profit charity. So we're kind of going to be able to take over the management of that, and still, if we do decide to do anything, we still want 100% of proceeds going to whatever the cause is. Obviously, early days, we're still fleshing that out, but it will be something we will be able to do.
We will.
And going back to what we were talking about, not having full visibility over GoFundMes,
yep.
In recent years, we've actually had to say, look, we're not doing external fundraising in the page.
Yeah.
We're going to hone it back and only do advice because that's what the page is.
Advice or services. So in saying that with the fundraising, we still get a lot of boys reaching out for help. And there are guys that have services that can offer that help. So not everything needs to be a monetary donation. I think that's probably where I'm trying to go with that, that you can offer help not just by giving advice. Obviously, if that's all you can do, that's good. But just say someone's house is fucked and they've got kids, they need an emergency fix. One of the boys might have that emergency fix. He can shoot around and help out. That's his way of helping the page and supporting.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of boys earlier in the year when the Far North Queensland floods happened.
Yep.
Some guys were in a position, they had boats and generators and bits and pieces, and there was this camaraderie happening within the group. Kind of, we were hands off, obviously facilitate the group. They organized it. It's not about money. On the GoFundMe thing, it's pretty much we don't have visibility over who it actually is.
No.
And like you said, blokes with big hearts, like if we're not like somewhat controlling it, we can't protect the members from money going.
And that's it. You can't, with how easy it is to create fake profiles and whatnot now, we don't know who, obviously we've got certain things in place that, you know, we don't let new profiles into the group and whatnot, but someone might've had one sitting there. They just want to start up a GoFundMe, pull on the heartstrings. Next thing you know, they're ripping off a bunch of members because of their goodwill. We don't want that. There is somewhat of duty of care over the boys that have essentially made BA what it is, because they have. It's the members of Made Blokes Advice what it is.
So the Better Bloke Project is pretty much going to be able to help facilitate that better. So we're not going to harp on about that, but it's something that we would like to do around all the other shit. Another thing we did was a Black Dog Tour.
Yes.
So we've done two of them, which is pretty much, I guess, a tour around the country.
Taking it off the screens.
Taking it off the screens, yeah. Members in the real world is kind of what we wanted to do. And we had some of the boys go in a van and go around and actually meet all these communities in real life. They'd meet at pubs, parks, whatever, barbecues, beers, whatever. And then just be able to have a chat.
Mm. And I think it's very much along a similar line of what we're doing. It is literally that. It's just blokes having chats. That you don't need a professional all the time just to have a chat to someone. You can open up. Obviously, there is reasons for professionals, but just talking to boys in person, face-to-face, having that interaction with people face-to-face is so much better than talking online sometimes.
So good. So that and members meets, like that's kind of what it was. We just had the van to drive around to all of them. Love to start doing some members meets locally real soon. So we'll do the members meets, but also seminars, which we can probably get into.
Going to be hard to do without a van. Just saying.
Anyone has a van, an old shitty van, we'll wrap it up and put your logos on it. It'll be sweet.
Yep. So, or a new cool van. I don't know.
Yeah, brand new van. Yeah. Also good.
I mean, beggars can't be choosers. So look, whatever we can get at the moment while we're kicking this off to get out in people's faces and essentially just help spread the word on, you know, making blokes better.
A big point of a recent thing we did was down in Canberra on International Men's Day last year, and we laid out with a bunch of other grassroots organizations 2,500 shoes to represent the men we lost to suicide that year alone. Now, that's something that's kind of close to our hearts. We don't want the whole of Better Blokes to be built around suicide and those issues, but one way or another, that's the end result. That's what we're trying to avoid by taking 5 steps back and dealing with the problems there.
Yeah, 100%. And I think because we've seen so many different scenarios that lead blokes there, that's what puts us in a position to be able to go, yep, sweet, let's do what we can to just wind it back a little bit. And stop talking people off the edge of the ledge, why don't we talk to them before they even leave the fucking house?
That would be great.
Yeah.
That said, that event was incredibly powerful.
Heavy.
Heavy.
Heavy as fuck.
It was, we'll put up some video, but it was a field of shoes. It was such a...
Insane that even... So we've got millions of views across those videos. And the videos didn't do it justice just how powerful that was to see in person, which I think probably we need as many people to see that as possible. So because I think it sort of – it goes off – well, we're both in our 30s. A big thing that I guess not a lot of people probably pay attention to is that between now and us turning 50, our leading cause of death will be ourselves. That's a fact. That's fucked.
Yeah, it is fucked. Between 18 and 55, the most common cause of death for men is suicide. We lose about 7 blokes every day.
Yep.
Obviously, that's ended up at about 2,560 people in the course of last year, 2023. That number is actually up from 2022.
Yeah.
So in this world where we're talking about, it's okay to talk about your feelings, like there's all these resources out there. Everyone knows about all these charities. Why is it going up? It seems a bit counterintuitive. There's something not quite right. And that's what we're trying to fix.
And I think that the thing with that is everyone is so easy to, I guess, ask on one specific day, are you okay? Or quickly turn around and say, it ain't weak to speak. The difference is, like, we know it's fucking hard. But that's okay. Like, you just need to be helped along there. Like, no one's saying, oh, you have to talk. You can do it whichever way you fucking want. That's what blokes do. But you just need to be able to sort your shit out.
Yeah, and, like, a context like this podcast, like, we're going to be talking to guests and stuff like that, talking about, you know, how we're fucking average and how they're average. And we've gone through shit like that. I think the exposure to that kind of stuff, rather than a Beyond Blue billboard on the side of the highway, you know, it's a different way of approaching reducing the stigma.
Yeah.
And I think it's a 2024 way. It's social media. This is what, you know, it's kind of about. And it's a real problem. Like, to put some scale on the size of the issue, we all know about, like, people that die on the roads, right? We see it every time there's Easter long weekends, double demerits, don't drink and drive, every K over is a killer. So many resources. Last year we lost about 1,200 people.
Yep.
Right? That's how many was the national road toll, men, women, children, the whole works. So that number is less than half of the men who took their own lives, and that's not an accident.
No.
Like, they actually did it. So that shows the scale of, like, what we're actually dealing with. It should have more fucking light. Like, it is a bit of a national crisis. We're not losing this many people to many things.
No, we're not. And I think that it definitely needs to be spoken about, but it needs to be done in the right way. And that's, I think that... that's the tricky play, where it's not, it doesn't need to be political. It doesn't need to be a gender issue. It doesn't need to be anything other than what it fucking is. It's an issue for men. Everyone is relatable to men at some point, or they've got some man in their life they love. If they care about them, they should probably be paying attention to this.
I remember being at that 2,500 shoes and Sammy Snowden. We were sitting there and it's all these shoes laid out on the ground, and I'm like, imagine a bloke standing there, and he's like, nah, imagine the bloke, his missus, his kids, his friends, his family. He's like, there's 20,000 people there that have been directly affected.
Just the ripple effect from what one person does, because they didn't know any other way out.
They didn't know better. They thought it was too gloomy. They didn't have access to resources or the resources weren't right or whatever it is. There's a million ways people get there. And that's why people say, what's the solution? There's not one.
No, there's not.
There's not one.
No,
there's a whole bunch of stuff we can do, but there's not one.
I think and that's probably why it's so important that we're going to do what we're going to do is everyone targets a specific group with how they do it. Obviously, you've got multiple organizations that go, we're going to focus on this. We're not. We know that we're blokes. We know who we relate to. We relate to you. We are them. Why the fuck would we go out and try and talk feelings, rainbows, sunshines, flowers? Fuck that. Let's talk skids, burnouts, cars, footy, beers, babes. And then we'll talk about feelings if you fucking want. Like, you don't, that's the thing. You don't need to talk about it until you're ready to talk about it. Some people don't even need to talk about it. But as long as they're sorting shit out in their own ways, that's the main thing. I think we know that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's why Blokes Advice exists, people talking about a whole manner of shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when they are ready or they do want to consume that sort of content, it's there. And obviously the Better Bloke Project as a charity, we are going to be doing things in terms of seminars. We're going to be talking about family law. We're going to be talking about fitness, nutrition.
Finances.
Mental well-being, finances. All these things sort of tie into the bigger picture. And hopefully one of them or two of them are going to be applicable to you, and maybe you can, you know, be a better bloke.
Better bloke, there it is.
Before we sign off, I wanted to talk about what you spoke about earlier. You mentioned ain't weak to speak. Now that has been a motto that's being plastered all over everywhere for a little while now.
Yes.
But I guess we wrote a blog a little while ago breaking down what that actually means.
Mm.
Do you have thoughts?
There's this stigma that everyone's quick to push the whole, you know, yeah, mate, I'm here if you need. A lot of the time they're not though. And I don't know. I think that's just, it's the world we live in. Everyone's attention spans are sort of fucked. So everyone's just do anything to grab attention and not realize that there's repercussions to actually going out saying it ain't weak to speak. You need to fucking listen if you're going to say that.
Yeah, exactly. If you're sharing that shit, like, fucking make sure you're actually sending those old messages here and there, sort of paying attention to what's going on with people. And then it's a good breakdown, like, of this idea that's sort of been around for decades or centuries of men have to be stoic all the time.
Mm.
Like, we think that's a really strong value. And it is important that you are a leader for your family, the people around you. But it doesn't have to be 100% of the time. We would rather you have that little break rather than
have a big break down the track.
Have a big break down the track.
Yeah.
If you need that break, that's what it's there for. So that saying sort of, like, I guess, is a representation of that. But it's kind of step one in the process.
Yeah. I think going back to what you were just referring to as stoicism too, is that everyone has this broader picture of stoicism that you have to be hard and stoic the entire time, which that's not the case. Even the old school stoics, like, you know, Marcus Aurelius and whatnot, they still had moments that they took a break and took a step aside. It was just in that moment where they were required to be stoic, that's when they did it. So there's an unrealistic expectation on blokes at the moment that this is what you need to be. That's bullshit.
Sweet.
Yeah, sorry, got a bit deep there.
Got super deep. It went super deep, this one.
It did go a bit deep.
But yeah, we'll be back with some funny shit.
We will, because it's
an important conversation, right?
It is. And like, it's a conversation that needs to be had, but it's not a conversation that needs to stay heavy the entire time. And I think that's our point of difference.
Yeah. And as I was saying, ain't weak to speak, awesome step one, because it starts a conversation. Conversation doesn't change a lot. It requires action after that. So take step one, have that conversation, but back to the big A word, accountability. Like, if you're not actually going to do something about it, learn what you need to learn, change what you need to change, the conversation's kind of pointless. You do the circle and you end up in the same position. And that's kind of where we see guys, I guess, spiraling because, you know, they might have ain't weak to speak. They reached out and said, hey, my life's shit.
Mm.
But they didn't actually take some action to change it.
You need to do something different. If you're going to do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for watching episode 3. I feel like we're getting pretty good with it.
We are. I think it's all coming along nicely.
All right, we'll go to the Pav now.
The Pavlova.
Yeah, the Pavlova.
No fruit.
Influencer spec.
Yep.
If you want to find out more, jump on our socials, the Better Bloke Project everywhere, or jump over to Bloke's Advice. You can find the group via the link tree and all of our bios. Jump in, get some advice, have a laugh.
Or just have a read. You do you.
Have a read. Yeah. Have a gander.
Have a gander. remember, stay better. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Better Bloke. If you got anything out of it, show some love by dropping a 5-star review below.
If you want to learn more about everything we're doing, head to the description, hit the links and follow us on the socials. If you want to learn more about the project, head to betterblokeproject.org.